Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bert Blyeven. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood, who is chasing the ball. Milner reaches third base with a triple. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Blyeven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyeven hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Montanez goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foley strikes out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-1 in the game. Blyevan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreno for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foley is hit by the pitch. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Milner strikes out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive towards third. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0-for-2 in the game. Blyevan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stern scoops up the ball and tags Blyevan for the out. One out. Ed Glynn now pitching. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreno hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mazzilli. Stennett moves to third. Moreno moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker is walked intentionally. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Glynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ott scoops up the ball and tags Tavares for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Mozilli for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.